This is a guided body scan meditation, and it is designed to bring you into a deep state of awareness in body and mind. As this is a special time for you to be with yourself, it's important to do this practice in a place that is warm, quiet, and comfortable, and where you will not be interrupted by family or friends, and where you can be away from the sound of the telephone. It's helpful to wear loose, comfortable clothes, especially around the chest and waist area, as we will be working with the breath. It's important to try and stay awake as you listen to this meditation practice, as doing this body scan brings you in contact with your own sources of wisdom and healing. We'll be learning how to let go and accept whatever comes up in each moment, learning to observe the sensations from the body and the mind along with the breath. Often when we try something new, we tend to try really hard to do it right. In this case, this attitude will probably lead to tension. So allow yourself to relax with the instructions, becoming aware of each moment as it arises, along with the breath. There is no perfect way, just what your experience is, letting go particularly of any critical or judgmental thoughts. So let's come to a comfortable position. Whether it's lying on your back, on a thick blanket or a mat on the floor, or sitting in a chair, what's important here is to find a position that will allow your body to be at rest as best it can, and where you can be awake, attentive, and aware. If you are lying down on the floor, allow the arms to lie slightly away from the body, with the palms facing up towards the ceiling, if that feels okay. The legs are slightly apart, with the ankles and feet relaxed and falling away from each other. Now allow the eyes to close, if that feels right for you. And if you choose to have the eyes open, just allow the gaze to be soft and unfocused. Now let's bring the attention to the breath at the area around the nostrils, sensing the in-breath as it moves into the nose at the nostrils, travels over the tongue, into the back of the mouth, the throat, and down the windpipe into the lungs, and then noticing the return journey of the out-breath as it leaves the lungs and returns to the windpipe, the back of the throat, over the tongue, and then out through the nose and nostrils. Just becoming aware of your breathing in this way and noticing the air as it comes into the body and as it leaves. Now allowing your attention to travel to the belly, where you may notice the belly rising gently on the in-breath and sinking back on the out-breath. You will become aware of the natural rhythm of your breathing, noticing how each in-breath is followed by an out-breath, which in turn is followed by another in-breath. Choosing, if you care to be attentive to breathing in this way. We're not trying to make the breath anything other than what it is in this moment. Now gathering your attention and the breath, and bringing the awareness from the belly, and taking it down into the left leg, traveling down the full length of the leg, through the thigh, the knee, the lower leg, the ankle, to the toes of your left foot, and on the next out-breath, releasing the attention into this area and becoming aware of any sensations that might be arising. These sensations might be feelings of heat or cold, moisture or dryness, perhaps tingling, perhaps a sense of the toes themselves, including the nails, the nail beds, and the skin. So just allowing yourself to be with the experience of whatever is arising from this part of the body, whether there are sensations or none. On the next out-breath, releasing the awareness of the toes and moving your attention along with the breath to the sole of the left foot. Sensing this area and what might be arising in this moment from this part of the body. Just being present. On the next out-breath, gently releasing the sole of the foot, and along with the breath, moving your attention to the left heel. You may become aware of the contact the heel makes with the floor, and perhaps sensations of pressure or touch. Whatever is present for you right now, just noticing. With your next out-breath, releasing the heel as you bring your attention to the top of the left foot, bringing the awareness and your breathing into this area as you rest here, paying attention as best you can. On the next out-breath, releasing the top of the foot as you allow the attention to include the foot as a whole as you breathe in and out, noticing whatever is present for you from this part of your body, and remembering if there are no sensations right now, that is just fine. On your next out-breath, releasing the focus from the foot as a whole, as you bring your awareness along with the breath to the left ankle, noticing any sensations that may be present, sensing the front of the joint, the back, and the sides, and deep into the ankle itself. Remembering there is no right or wrong way to be present and aware. Now, on the next out-breath, letting go of the left ankle as you bring your attention along with the breath to the left lower leg, the area between the knee and the ankle. Becoming aware of the experience in this moment now, whatever is arising. Sensing the front of the lower leg, its length, and the calf muscle at the back. Perhaps noticing that the calf is in contact with the floor and what that feels like, and any sensations arising from the surface of the skin. Sensations of heaviness, lightness, heat or cold, dampness, dryness. Gently investigating the experience right now from the left lower leg. On the next out-breath, letting go of the left lower leg, and bringing the attention along with the breath to an awareness of the left knee. Sensing the front of the knee with its kneecap, the sides, the back, and then deep into the knee joint itself. Sensations of heaviness, relaxation, tenseness, ease, whatever is present. Just being attentive to this part of your body as you rest here, breathing. Now on the next out-breath, letting go of the left knee as you bring the awareness along with the breath to the left thigh. This area contains the longest bone in your body, so noticing what is arising, softening to its length. Perhaps there's a sense of heaviness, lightness, warmth, coolness, tingling. What sensations are present from the skin and from deep inside? Developing this gentle, open curiosity and awareness to whatever is present or not. And if there isn't much arising in this moment, bringing your attention to that. On the next out-breath, releasing the left thigh and now gently moving the attention along with the breath across the lower belly and down the right leg to the toes of the right foot. Taking time to become aware of this part of your body, sensing all five toes from the big toe to the smallest one. Just being present, noticing the nails and the nail beds, the space between the toes, or perhaps the toes are touching each other. On the next out-breath, releasing the awareness of the toes, as you bring your attention along with the breath to the sole of the right foot. You may be aware of sensations of heat or coolness, tightness or looseness. Just paying attention as best you can in this moment. On the next out-breath, letting go of the sole of the right foot, as you bring your awareness along with the breath to focus on the heel, noticing the contact of the heel with the floor and sensations of pressure and touch. Resting here and being aware as best you can. On the next out-breath, releasing the right heel, as you now bring your attention along with the breath to the front of the foot, noticing its length and any sensations from the skin or from the bones that make up this part of your body, breathing and being present. On the next out-breath, releasing the front of the foot and bringing the awareness and the breath to a sense of the foot as a whole, breathing into this part of the body with a gentle and open curiosity. On the next out-breath, letting go of the right foot. And as you bring the attention and the breath now to the right ankle, to the front of the ankle, the sides and the back, and deep into the joint, allowing for all sensations or thoughts that might be present. Often as the body quietens, thoughts arise. If that happens, allowing yourself to recognize that thoughts have arrived, and then, if you care to, coming back to paying attention to the part of the body that we are holding in awareness. In this way, we are slowly learning over time to let go of getting caught up in the stories of the mind. There is no right way or wrong way. We are allowing for the experience just as it is, and having the body and the breath be an anchor, a way to return to this moment. On the next out-breath, releasing the right ankle and moving the awareness along with the breath to the right lower leg. The area of the body between the knee and the ankle. And now taking the time to notice the length, the front, sides, and the back, and where the calf is perhaps making contact with the floor. Holding this part of the body in gentle awareness and allowing for all sensations or absence of sensations. On your next out-breath, letting go of the right lower leg, as you bring into awareness along with the breath, the right knee, becoming conscious of the kneecap, the sides, and the back, noticing any sensations from the skin or from deep inside the knee, just observing without judgment. On the next out-breath, releasing the knee as you bring the attention along with the breath into the right thigh, sensing its length and any sensations arising from the skin or from deep inside the thigh, sensations of relaxation, lightness, heaviness, tenseness, softness, whatever is arising, we can be present for. On the next out-breath, releasing the right thigh, and now gently bringing the awareness along with the breath to the area of the pelvis and lower abdomen. Feeling where the buttocks make contact with the floor, the right hip and the left hip, the anus and the genitals. Breathing with the entirety of the pelvis as it cradles this area. Gently breathing in and out and releasing into this part of the body as best you can. Sometimes there can be strong sensations that arise from this area. And if that happens for you, always know that you can return to paying attention to your breath as a way of anchoring you in the present moment. On the next out-breath, releasing the pelvic area and gently bringing the awareness along with the breath to the lower back. You may sense an arch in the lower back, or perhaps this part of your body has some contact with the floor or the chair. For some people, the lower back is an area that can hold tension. So just learning to be present as best you can with whatever is arising and releasing with each out-breath. On the next out-breath, letting go of the lower back and bringing your attention to the whole length of the spine as you rest here, breathing in and out. Releasing as best you can with each out-breath and noticing any tenseness or looseness, pain or comfort, ease, vibration. Breathing into the full length of the spine as you rest here. On the next out-breath, letting go of the spine and bringing the attention along with the breath to the belly, the area of the abdomen, the stomach. Perhaps becoming aware of the rise and fall of the belly as you breathe in and out. Choosing, if you care to notice any sensations arising from this part of the body as you rest here, aware and awake. Now gently moving your attention and your breathing up into the chest area, where you may become aware of the beating of your heart. Perhaps noticing some movement of the ribs as you breathe in and out. Just being here, not going anywhere or doing anything, but developing this openness to all that is arising from this part of the body. Noticing the entire torso as you breathe in with the chest expanding, and as you breathe out, the chest gently releasing to its resting state. Just breathing and letting your heart beat. And now on the next out-breath, letting go of the torso and chest area, as you move the focus and awareness along with the breath to both of your arms and down into the full length of the arms, to the hands, and so to the fingers. Becoming aware of the fingers, the nails, and nail beds. The length of the fingers, and whether they are touching each other. Sensations of coolness, perhaps, of warmth, tingling. Whatever is arising in this moment, along with the breath. On the next out-breath, releasing the fingers and bringing the awareness and your breathing to the palms and backs of both hands, becoming aware of the curve of the palm of the hand or the contact the back of the hand has with the floor, perhaps noticing the weight of the hand as it rests on the floor or in your lap. Just being present for all sensations, or lack of sensations, and letting go with each out-breath as best you can. On the next out-breath, letting go of the hands as you bring your awareness along with the breath to the wrists, sensing the front and the back and the sides and deep into the wrist joint itself, noticing all sensations in this moment. On the next out-breath, releasing the wrists as you gently move the focus along with the breath into the forearms, sensing their length, the contact with the floor, any temperature variations, perhaps sensations of lightness, tingling, heat, whatever is present for you in this moment. And if thoughts arise, noticing that, and then choosing, if you care to come back to the part of the body you are paying attention to along with the breath. On the next out-breath, letting go of the forearms, as you bring your awareness along with the breath to the elbows, noticing their angle as they rest on the floor, sensing the front, the sides, and the back, and then deep into the joint itself. Just resting here in this moment and paying attention in this particular way and breathing. On the next out-breath, releasing the elbows and moving your attention along with your breathing to both upper arms. Again, just bringing this quality of compassionate awareness to whatever is arising in this moment without judgment. On the next out-breath, letting go of both upper arms and bringing the awareness along with the breath to both shoulders, sensing the back of the shoulders as they make contact with the floor, the front, the sides, the armpits, and then deep into the joint. Holding a gentle and open-hearted awareness as you pay attention and breathe. On the next out-breath, releasing the shoulders as you bring your attention and the breath to the throat and neck. Softening and releasing as best you can, and noticing any sensations of tension or tightness, sensations of softness, warmth, coolness, just being present. And so on the next out-breath, moving the awareness and the breath into the face and head, sensing the jaw, the chin, the lips, the mouth, the teeth, the tongue, the roof of the mouth, the cheeks, the nose and nostrils, the eyes, the eyelids, the eyebrows and the space between the eyebrows, the forehead and the sides of the head, the ears. We use the muscles of the face many times during the day to express our feelings and thoughts. This is an opportunity to release any tension and to be present. On the next out-breath, choosing to gently release the face as you move the attention along with the breath to the back of the head, the scalp, and the roots of the hair. Perhaps becoming aware of the head's contact with the floor. On the next out-breath, releasing the back of the head from your attention and allowing the breath and your awareness to include all of the body. Letting the breath infuse and surround the head and neck, the shoulders, the arms down to the fingers, the chest and torso, the hips and legs, feet and toes, and then letting the breath return up the body from the toes to the feet, into the legs, the torso and chest, the arms, shoulders, neck, and head, so that this breathing is like a fine mist traveling throughout the body, bringing energy to every part. Feeling the body vibrating with the movement of breathing as you lie here in a state of stillness and awareness. Feeling complete and whole, just as you are. And allowing this letting be to deepen and existing in this quiet and silence. A state of relaxed awareness and openness to things as they are. Knowing this acceptance and stillness is in itself healing as you lie here awake. And remembering that this state of clarity and open awareness is available to you at any time by simply bringing your attention to your breath in any moment, no matter what is happening in your day. For you can allow the breath to be a source of strength, balance, and well-being. So as we come to the conclusion of the body scan, allow the next few breaths to be a little deeper and a little wider, and then allowing the eyes to open if they have been closed, taking in the surroundings of the room, moving the body in whatever way feels comfortable, stretching the arms and legs, perhaps wiggling the fingers and toes. And then, when you're ready, moving to a sitting position if you've been lying on the floor, and allowing this moving transition to be a part of your awareness as you prepare for the activities of your daily life.